You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. And as promised, right at 4 o'clock, we go to the guest line for the quarterback of your New England Patriots, Drake May. Drake May on a Patriots Monday is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with six New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com, by Windward Mental Health. Start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake, how we doing this week?
What's going on? How are you doing?
Great. We enjoyed a playoff victory. We haven't had one of those for a while around here, so I'll start there. You played in your first playoff game. You won your first playoff game. What was that experience like? Was it different than a regular season game? What was your reaction to postseason action?
No, I thought it was awesome. I thought the crowd was great. I think the guys were, you know, excited and amped up. And I think, you know, the best thing about it was came out there to win and got a chance to move on. And that's the goal every week when you get to these playoffs. Find a way to win, and we did that.
How was the ping pong with your brothers after the game last night?
Yeah, no, those guys were, you know, they're funny. Me and my oldest brother Luke, we go at it. So I got the best of Luke last night, and then it's fun having him in town.
So the Chargers, I know you guys played a very, very physical brand of football last night yourselves. Chargers seemed up to the task, at least physically. Would you say that they were perhaps the most difficult defense that you had faced this season?
That's not to say that. I know they're a really good defense. I know they were physical. They were good in the back end. They played a lot of zone defense, and they're good at that. And then they brought some pressure up front, and the guys up front were really good. So we had a good task, tough task, and we made enough plays, and our defense and special teams played great and gave us a chance to win the game.
You said in your post-game press conference something to the effect that you didn't throw it all that well early. Do you know why that was? And when that's happening, do you know it? Can you feel like, oh, my throws are a little bit off, accuracy, touch? Like, what's that like when you feel that?
I wouldn't say that. I feel like it's just accuracy, just trying to be accurate. And at the end of the day, I think just finding ways to, get in the groove and find a way to, get the guys going and pick up the first down, which I feel like we did, but we just ended up stalling, later in the drive. So I think, in the red zone, we got four touchdowns here in the playoffs, and then from there, just find ways to, like I said, come up with seven instead of three, and I got to do a better job of not turning the ball over.
So when it comes to something like turning the ball over, whether it's a deflected pass in your own red area or strip sack, whatever, what are the keys to having a short memory and being able to bounce back after a play that doesn't go your way on the next drive or later on in the game?
Yeah, it's been the mindset all year. Just bounce back and find a way to move on to the next play. I think the best thing that you can think about is there's nothing you can do about it. It's in the past now, and one way to make it better is make plays that help the team come out to win in the future.
How great is that feeling when you're on the sideline, you put the defense in a little bit of a bad position, but then you see Marcus Jones with a huge tackle of Herbert, and then they decide to go for it, and it ends up not turning into points. You know, that's going to be a big lift for you when the defense does that for you.
Man, it's awesome. It's obviously a tough feeling when you put the defense in that situation, but it fires you up in the defense, and that's what you – and you try to play complimentary football, and the defense was doing that all night, and we got to do a better job. But we were just proud of how they played, and it was awesome to watch.
During the week of preparation leading up to the game, did you think there were going to be opportunities like you had last night to scramble and gain some positive yards, let alone be able to rip off your longest run of the season? I think there was a point we all thought, oh, my God, is he going to take this 60 yards to the house?
Oh, man. No, I think it's really hard to predict, you know, any week, you know, whether those opportunities come. And I think just kind of feel back there in the pocket. And on some of the runs, I think I had some guys downfield and just felt like, you know, the best thing to do is go down, get some yards and try to get down. So it's kind of hard to predict, you know, kind of type of, you know, scrambling and opportunities to find some rush lanes. So just try to feel like I can try to get on the move when I need to.
Where do you feel like you are as a runner? Because it feels like there's so much going on. Obviously, there's 21 other bodies moving all around the field, and to slide, to dive head first. Is that something that the experience you gain on a weekly basis, do you feel like that's valuable each and every game moving forward?
I think the best way to put it is, you know, when there's a safe area to try to pick up the most yards, I think the best way to do is head first because you're still protected and you pick up the most yards. I think sliding, you know, feet first is kind of a last, you know, kind of minute deal when more guys are around, just because, you know, they spot the ball, you know, where you start the slide and things like that. So head first is the best way to kind of get the most yards and dive forward. And then kind of the last urge is, you know, feet first to try to get down fast is how I'm kind of approaching it.
Some big runs last night. Obviously you've had some rushing touchdowns in the NFL as well, but I got to ask, what was that? What was the moment like when you ran the play with the double reverse option pass to where Chisholm looks for you down the sideline? I guess you guys practiced it during the week when the ball was headed towards you. Like, just how anxious was that moment? It's a shame it didn't connect. But for a second there, did you think, oh, I might actually catch a touchdown tonight?
Oh, I mean, I thought I had a good chance when I came around the edge. Mm-hmm. Nobody kind of saw me. I was trying to be kind of, you know, incognito, and then, you know, credit just for getting around there. And it's a tougher throw than you think when you're coming around there with guys coming at you. So, that was a good call, and, you know, hey, we didn't, you know, hit it and get a chance to get, you know, a catch. But, at the same time, I tried to settle up and try to give him an easier throw, and I probably should have stayed in the move for him.
Along those lines, do you like the expansion of the offense? We've seen wildcat throwbacks, double passes. Last night we saw a little option play where you kind of faked the pitch and tucked up field. Do you like as they continue to kind of put more into the game plan and expand what you guys have in the bag?
Yeah, I think it keeps defense on their toes. I think it's got to be it's one of those things where the offense dictates and the defense reacts. That's the best thing about playing offensive football. Is, you know, we dictate, you know, what personnel we're in, and then we just kind of, the defense reacts to where the ball is, you know, what type of play it is, and just kind of, you know, giving the defense more things to think about and having more guys for them to think about is the best way to keep keep us, you know, staying in, you know, positive, you know, football and keep the chains moving.
I think a lot of people would put that touchdown pass to Hunter Henry last night, Drake, up there with some of your best passes in a pro uniform, if not at least for this season as well. It was a tough throw to make because you're kind of like, you know, booting to the left, then you've got to come around, square your body, and then throw it kind of in between three guys. Any moment where you thought about maybe not throwing it considering the coverage they had and that Derwin James, maybe missed it by like an inch as you dropped it in over him for six?
Yeah, I felt like we had enough room to try to give, you know, Hunter a chance to make a play, and he did exactly that. He made a great play, and just glad I can come back and make a throw after I missed – I missed hoop on one that was wide open in the end zone. So, you know, good to have one back. And I think, you know, just got to, you know, hit the ones when they count. You know, hit them when they count. And I think I got to do a better job of doing that. But, you know, hit that one there.
They obviously have a great defensive front, great defense, one of the best you've faced all year. They got you a couple times on strip sacks. Did you feel like you held the ball too long? Do you need to get rid of it sooner sometimes and maybe just take the sack? What's the mentality there?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a points where I feel like I gotta get the ball out, especially in scenarios we got guys that are running routes and looking for the ball early. I gotta do my part of getting the ball out in quick game and not holding on to the ball and putting those guys up front in a bad deal when they think the ball's coming out quick and it doesn't. So gotta do my part.
A lot of different things can be a key to postseason success. Obviously, Drake scoring lots of points, or great defense, which you guys had last night as well. And a balanced attack. How important, how gratifying has it been to have Ramondre in this late season resurgence that he's had for the offense? Because not only was he awesome on the ground, but I just thought some of those checkdowns you took when the defensive backfield was a little muddy and you hit him and he took care of a lot of the yards, like those are great. So just how great has it been to have him back like that?
Yeah, he's been great all season long. He catches the football really well. He gets upfield when he catches it, and he's great on third down with pass protecting and making the first guy miss, as you saw multiple times last night. So I keep on finding ways to get the backs the ball because they're great when they're underneath and they catch it and get upfield.
So you guys have advanced. You'll play next Sunday, but you don't know who, and the opponents will be on national TV tonight. Most football fans will be watching it. Will you watch the game tonight between the Texans and the Steelers? Will you be rooting? How do you watch as a fan? What will that be like tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be hard not to watch a game where we play the winner of. So just to follow the game, and I know it's probably pretty late, but we got off tomorrow. So follow the game and see who we play next year at home.
Yeah, I was going to say that one's up. That one's going to end probably well after the bedtime. You've told us that you hit up early. But over the weekend, did you get a chance to watch any other football? And do you take a special interest in watching guys like Caleb Williams, we'll say? Obviously, you guys come out in the same class, him first, you third. Get a chance to see that great throw he made in the fourth quarter against the Packers with their season on the line?
I always enjoy watching, playoff football games in the NFL. I have since I was growing up. So watching, games and playoff games, and there's been some great games this year, and just to see situational football, see quarterbacks at the end of games making winning plays, and obviously Caleb made a great throw on that fourth down. So cool to watch for him, and it's been fun watching, him and these quarterbacks all season long.
When you've talked to us, you mentioned the referees, your dark side might come out. You even talked about receivers, I think. Maybe you'll give them a harder time when you're a little older. Well, Steph Diggs said he wants you to be meaner. He wants you to be meaner as a leader, as the quarterback of the team. Are you taking credence in that? You feel like you need to be meaner to your wide receivers?
I think it's all just based off feel. I think it's based off feel, and when the time is right and when there's a time for it, I think you can showcase that. So just a feel of when guys may need to pick it up or, when I need to pick it up for myself. So just having a feel for it and just doing what I need to do to get the guys going. And I feel like they were in a good mindset and headspace last night.
And in your first playoff game, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you were introduced last as the offense came was introduced pregame. I think you talked about that a little bit in your postgame last night. Just looking back on that, a day removed and obviously with a win in hand, how did that feel?
It was pretty cool. It was definitely pretty cool to hear the crowd and get the lights turned off and got the crowd enjoyed, ready for the game. I think it's a cool feeling, something I've never experienced, and it gets you amped up, excited, and wanting to play good for the home team and for your teammates and for this organization. So it was pretty special, and like I said, I don't do very much to get the crowd pumped up. So they had me last, so hopefully me just jogging out there is enough. But they probably need to put Steph or Will to get some of the crowd into it. So it's pretty funny.
Did you think about doing something? I mean, obviously the classic one is the Ray Lewis down in Baltimore, but did you think about maybe hamming it up to the crowd at all, or is that just not your style?
Maybe a time for it at some point. I'm not going to say never. So I think there's a time and place for it, and we'll see.
All right. The time and place right now is for May or May Not.
May or May Not.
It's time for a weekly peek.
May.
The likes, loves, mind, and style of New England's quarterback.
May not.
On WEEI Afternoons.
So, Drake, you're clearly settling in as a Bostonian, a New Englander, and you've noted some of the differences between the South and the North. So the first question I have for you about our drivers around here, we have reputations. Road rage, may or may not.
Road rage. I'm a road rager. I think you know, to be on the road and be driving, you got to be cognizant of the drivers around you and be willing to, you know, get a different lane if you're going slow or let somebody over if they're getting over. So I think having a good feel for driving the car. And I think that's I haven't had too many problems up here in Massachusetts.
Yeah, we're going on several hundred years of still trying to figure out how to drive up this way. So apologies on behalf of everyone. So I saw that your wife had another viral moment. She did a pizza review with Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports. May or may not, reviewing food on camera.
Reviewing food on camera. I'm going to leave that for my wife. I think I'll probably, don't want to get put in a spot where you feel like you kind of got to rate it high. Just because you kind of feel bad for the place. And if you don't like it, you kind of just have to lie. So if I'm going to be honest, if I'm on camera, so I'd probably rather choose to be off camera.
All right, so you guys are playing football in the Northeast in January. You got another home game coming up. It was pretty nice last night, honestly. A little chilly, but not much else. But that had me wondering, football in the snow, that classic Snow Bowl game played 25 years ago in New England, may or may not?
I think it's sweet. I think it's sweet. As I said, it's not too bad, you know, when you're throwing in the snow. Rain's probably worse. So I think it'd be cool to be out there in the snow, and I think the offense is at the advantage. So, never mind that.
I always enjoy the post-game videos of her reacting to the Patriots, usually in victory. I'm not sure if you've had a chance to spend much time around Cardi B, but having fun around hip-hop royalty, may or may not.
Oh, for sure. If it's one of my teammates and they, you'll have them around and obviously have them, you know, close in their lives, I'm always a fan of, you know, being around somebody that I feel like I got to know and can support and share good times with.
So your wife let it slip in the Portnoy video that your gift to the offensive linemen were saunas. So for you, sauna, time in the sauna, may or may not.
Oh, for sure. I love getting in the sauna, getting the sweat in, and after the game, and enjoy, getting a little sweat and trying to, keep my weight under the weight limit for Frank in the weight room.
They're the absolute best. And on the subject earlier of the food reviews, I'm sure you're a big pizza fan as well. A lot of good pizza up this way. But veggies on pizza, may or may not.
May not. I'm not a huge veggie guy on pizza. I will say pineapple on pizza. I'll go pineapple on pizza.
Okay. What is your favorite pizza of all? Because your wife was obviously looking for a go-to pizza place. What's your favorite type of pizza to get when you find that good
favorite
place?
Pizza? I'm just a classic pepperoni guy. I find a good classic pepperoni spot. That's where you'll find me.
All right, time now for the quarterback question of the week. The quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. The question comes from Paul in Providence, and he writes, people say the NFL is wide open this year and any team in the field could go to the Super Bowl. So, deep down in places maybe you don't talk about at parties, have you let your mind kind of wander? Have you thought about playing in the Super Bowl?
No, I think that's what you dream about. That's what you kind of get in the offseason and the OTAs, and that's kind of the time where you think about, man, what would it be like to get to that game? And you hear other teammates and coaches tell stories about it, but really in the time of it, you're just trying to go one week at a time and try not to think about the end goal and try to just do whatever you can to survive another week and get to the next game.
All right, Drake, appreciate you joining us. Congratulations on the win last night. Good luck with whichever opponent, whether it's the Texans or the Steelers, you'll face next Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Go Pats.
Thanks, Drake. Drake May, the quarterback of the New England Patriots, snuck that little Go Pats in there. I love when he does the Go
Not
Pats.
Not sweet, though. I like the sweet.
I like the Go Pats on the field when he does. It might have been Melissa Stark yesterday. I forget who it was. Yep. And he finishes up and he turns to run. Go Pats! And he like jogs off as he yells, Go Pats. Although I kind of hate those interviews. I don't really need those.
You don't get anything? So, you should have asked him. On-field interviews, may or may not.
Oh, that was actually, I had that as fourth in my list in case I needed a fallback to go to. Because Rodney Harrison and Tony Dungy do those interviews for NBC.
They're useless.
And awful.
Who's got, by the way, the worst ones, Andy, can we just right now, the ones with the coaches hey, I've got 15 minutes from the time the half ends to run inside, check on the health and well-being of my team, address them, make in-game halftime adjustments, and get back out in the field for kickoff. Oh, I have to stop and talk to Melissa Stark or, you know, whomever, and like answer two inane questions. Like, sorry, that just seems like the biggest waste of time.
I also love how we just finished our interview with the quarterback and we're ripping when people do other interviews with Drake May and coaches and things on the field. 617-779-7937. Do you have any reaction to anything Drake May said? He kind of admitted there in Paul's quarterback question of the week that he's thought about playing in the Super Bowl, but I get it. They all have. That's why they play the game. That's
Paul,
the dream.
And Providence, yep. Ted and Taunton, I'm noticing something.
I like to pick guys and women and gals that maybe have a little alliteration if they have a good question. That might be the tiebreaker. 617-779-7937. Your calls, and we continue to break down Drake May. Where is he at in the hierarchy of NFL quarterbacks? I'll tell you, he moved on. He's in the final four of the AFC in his first season as a full-time starter. He's undefeated in the postseason. That's right, baby, Drake May, an undefeated playoff quarterback. We'll break that down up next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That was Drake May detailing holding on to the football, a couple fumbles. And if you were active on social media last night or this morning, you saw David Andrews describing some of that, kind of defending the offensive line. There was at least one play that both tackles were cutting the edge guys, which means the ball's supposed to get out quickly. And if it doesn't get out quickly, well, we're going to have a problem. And you did have some problems. So we've spent, Fitzy, 2.5 hours or so very praiseful of the Patriots. A lot of good things. A lot of plays were made by the defense. A lot of plays were made by the offense. The Henry throw, Ramondre, different things. But there were some things that were less than ideal, and they went just beyond the turnovers. What led to some of the turnovers? The offensive line last night, Fitzy. We need to get into it.
Yeah. Where would you power rank the issues that they faced last night in terms of inefficiency or the dangers of what may ultimately lead to their potential postseason downfall? Because I hate to say it, but I think the offensive line was the clear number one.
It's one by a mile. It's not even close, whatever second. Turnovers are obvious. That's for everybody. That's a thing.
But a lot of times they come from offensive line issues.
Yep. That's the bleep that'll get you beat. It didn't get you beat yesterday, but that was some bleep. And it's the left side of the line. Suddenly, it's the weirdest thing. This goes into my whole question I asked you earlier about sort of the evolution of this team. And in some ways, it feels like we're almost back to the early season, week one, and the expectations. We expected there'd be some struggles on the left side, correct? Because you're starting two rookie offensive linemen on the left side? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe Ted Johnson said something to the effect of feast. That's what he would do as a defensive player if he saw a rookie left guard and a rookie left tackle. But no one's really feasted all that well off that group this year.
Miles Garrett had a snack.
Well, Miles Garrett just feasts on everybody, and he feasted on Will Campbell. But I'm talking about teams. Last night, the Chargers went at that left side. Jared Wilson was bad. Will Campbell was bad. I don't care what you read on PFF. You can take those grades and do whatever the bleep you want with them.
ML Football just said Will Campbell had the greatest rookie left tackle start.
Does that not prove people don't watch games? Like, if you want to tell me Will Campbell had a great game last night, you didn't watch the game, or you don't know how to watch the game. As the young people would say, you don't know ball, because they weren't good. They looked like rookies. Somehow in game 18, they looked like they were in game 1. So my question is, what's that all about? Is that just facing Jesse Minter, the scheme, Khalil Mack, who's still got maybe more left in the tank than we expected when he's bull rushing Will Campbell? Or is that a concern moving forward? Because when we thought the line was pretty good, we were worried about the Texans, right? Now we're coming off the worst performance we've seen by that duo in a long time, maybe all season. What do we make of that?
There's reason to be concerned. I don't believe this is just anomalous to, well, Jared Wilson was in the protocol and Will Campbell's coming back off the MCL. Like, they may have problems with these bull rushers, especially guys that have both the savvy and the speed and ultimately the strength to overwhelm them at the line of scrimmage and at the point of contact. And if you think that Khalil Mack and Tyr Tart and company from the Chargers were going to be an issue, again, look, either one, it could be a pick-your-poison type of scenario, because if T.J. Watt and Highsmith are well enough, then guess what? The Steelers could present a whole host of problems all over again if they win tonight, pull off the upset. And if, as most people believe, the Texans win tonight, then Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, you start the doomsday clock for how you figure out a way to slow those guys down next Sunday.
Yeah, three of the four teams you could end up playing, if it's the Steelers, if it's the Texans, or if it's the Broncos in the AFC Championship game, are going to get after it. And they're going to watch that tape from last night from the Chargers and be like, oh, we can do that and then some. We're better than them at that. So that is something that they're going to have to figure out. And you mentioned it earlier, Doug Marrone is at the center of it, because I didn't think it was just physical. There were times where they looked a little confused and discombobulated.
They looked clunky.
Clunky, good word. And we haven't seen a lot of that. We've been talking all year about Doug Marrone maybe not getting enough credit for what he's done with all these new starters and the two young guys on one side. Last night, they looked like a problem, and they were taking advantage of at times. But I will say, that's an outlier, right? They've played a full season. Now, they haven't always been out there together because of injuries and different things, but they've played a full season, and this was the first time it really felt like they were a problem. They were something that needed addressing. There were one-offs, and I guess you're right, the fact that you gave up all those sacks to Myles Garrett, but you were able to pull away in that game. Last night, it felt like your inability to be stout on the left side was a reason you could have lost that game. Yes, Dan Ball.
So, question for you both. Your starting left guard next week is blank.
That's not a description. You want a name.
Right? That was a fill in the blank at the end of
quite
the sentence.
Quite honestly,
yeah.
Right now, 6 days out, for me, it's Ben Brown.
Big old Ben Brown. I'm going to go with the Ivan Fears used to say you dance with the one that you brung, or you brung you there, or something like that. You've decided Jared Wilson's your starting left guard, right, for the most part this season. When healthy, Jared Wilson has been your starting left guard. I don't like changing the mac and cheese. That feels like desperation to me. You've decided that your best starting left side is Jared Wilson and Will Campbell. So I would start Jared Wilson at left guard next to Will Campbell, and I would coach them up, and I would ask them to be athletic and cohesive and all of those things they're supposed to be.
You can ask a lot of people to be a lot of things they wish they could be, but if for some reason he's a measure slow, he's tired because it's a longer season than he's ever played, given that he's a rookie as well.
Did you see how quick he looked on that fumble recovery after he let up the
goody.
Strip sack?
Yeah, you know what had to happen? Someone had to fumble for him to have to make the one play that you remarked on in a positive capacity. Yeah, Ben Brown's been fine this year whenever he's had to sub in. on the line. So right now, to me, Dan Ball, I am pulling the trigger, and I'm just saying, Jared Wilson, you have had an excellent rookie year. There's a lot to build off, be it at guard, center, or wherever next year. However, we're going to go with the healthier option right now that doesn't have concussion issues, knee issues, any issues, Ben Brown.
Yeah, I'll preface this by saying this might be, this is probably an excuse, not even might be, but is there anything to a rust factor here? The fact that he missed the final 2 weeks of the regular season, only very recently got out of the non-contact jersey, anything to that?
Sure.
Potentially?
Yes.
Could that factor for Jared Wilson have simply been paired with a subpar Will Campbell performance, and that's what we saw?
Yes, I absolutely think, especially for a guy, if you remember the story is 11 career starts at Georgia, I believe. Like, this is a guy that hasn't played a ton of football.
It's and didn't play at left guard at all. He was only
right.
a center there.
So it's not like the old, it's like riding a bike. I could do this in my sleep. I don't need to.
Still figuring it out, the
maybe
poor guy.
There is something to that. Yeah. That's an optimistic view, and that if he's healthy and he's back out there, I mean, you people are benching him, but I'm putting him back out there, and if he's back out there next week, you string two games together, maybe he shows an improvement in his performance because of it.
Yeah, and then after Will Anderson gets his fourth sack and the Patriots are sitting home next Monday, you have all the time in the world to coach him up for next year.
Well, I will be able to, adjust on the fly, and there's no saying I can't bench him in the first quarter if things are going sideways.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm starting the game with Jared Wilson. I may not finish the game with Wilson if it looked
you're
like this.
You're like a Alex Cora postseason quick hook ready to go. You give up two runs, and you might be out after two and a third kind of thing. No, I like that idea. I don't love the idea of benching him. But I will say this falls in line with one of the things we've talked a lot about. If they do X, whatever X is, start Ben Brown, start Jared Wilson, prepare to pull him, move Ben Brown in, whatever, don't we give them the benefit of the doubt? Because everything they've done in that way, that nature, has worked out all year.
Most everything has kind of worked out in their favor.
I'll trust them to make the right decision there. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Josh in New Hampshire. What's up, Josh?
Hey, how's it going, boys?
Good,
yeah,
buddy.
So I just wanted to call. I don't even know where to start or how good this feels with the way things are going this year, you know, with Vrabel, Drake May, obviously, Josh McDaniels, the whole coaching staff and all the players buying in. But real quick before my point, I remember the days of you and Mutt yelling at each other hard, and I remember the AAF days with you, awesome. Fitzy, and I'm curious if you've heard or have an opinion on Slash the Snake Pit's second record. But the point that I was calling to make was you guys were filling in years ago, and now come to think of it, I think it was the last time we were going to playoffs with Mac Jones, and there was a very special person who randomly called. I don't know if you guys thought you were getting punked, but it was the Portuguese pride of Hudson, Mass, Nuno Betancourt.
Yes, I remember that very well.
Extreme.
That was, and they're recording a new record right now, so... So the reason I was calling was if anybody in your neck of the woods, Andy, or somebody listening right now has a way to get a hold of old Nuno, I'd like to see if he would call in and give his opinion on this new look, Pats.
Okay, that was a interesting call, Josh. I do remember it vaguely. Not really my world. I know
it was Stiz a Friday, was Andy. So it was a couple years ago, and I had heard he was a big Boston sports fan and an EEI listener. And I was filling in I think Ordway was out. It was me and Fourier and somebody. And all of a sudden it came up on the call screen. And I was like, wait a second, is this really? And it was. It was the lead guitarist, the front man from the Legend of Extreme, the Boston rock group. And he called in one day and we just talked sport. He had zero interest in talking music. He's a Zach hardcore sports fan and just wanted to talk football and baseball for 15 minutes. It was awesome.
Well, if he's a hardcore Patriots fan, not only will he enjoy what Zach Hardcore did last night, but the special teams. We need to acknowledge Jeremy Springer and his crew. We talked to him on Friday. He was all amped up. He was trying to get the crowd all amped up. Well, his guys went out and they did the deed. They were good enough to win that game almost without the offense. Borregales kicked the ball well, so we need to praise the special teams that was against the Chargers and wonder what more you can get out of the third phase. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate, pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
That is by far the best part of that. Put them on Delta.
Put them on Delta.
She's Delta.
Take them to Tulum. No, it wasn't Cancun.
No, Tulum. It's more accurate. It's like the detail there is, it makes it even better. Anybody can say Delta. Cancun, Fitzy. But when you say Tulum and Delta, you have the exact flight to the exact, whatever that ruin that you're sending them to.
Take them to Tulum.
That's tremendous.
I did not. If you had told me even 2 years ago that Cardi B would be this giant Patriots fan, I would say no way. No way.
And take it to the next level. Giant Patriots fan who bought a home in Easton is shopping for groceries with Steph Diggs in Easton, Massachusetts as a member of the community. Like, it just, it is. I agree. It's a little bit weird. But hey, we had Giselle come through. Now we have Ann Michael. There's just, you know, different layers.
And
to
Giselle loved it here?
She did not. No, no.
The people probably picked up on the sarcasm in my voice. She thought we were all a bunch of casuals and basics.
I blame her for everything. She tore down the dynasty. It
put
took her a while.
Put them on Delta.
Put her on Delta.
So we need to get to the Patriots special teams because I thought they were really good last night. Andy Borogalis probably could have won the game with just the points he scored. You were up 9-3 before you added the Hunter Henry touchdown late. Brendan Schooler was all over the place covering kicks this close. You know, maybe if he doesn't cut his fingernails, he blocks a punt. I thought they were being aggressive. We did have a criticism, though, Fitzy, from the text line.
Whoa, of who, of what, of where, why?
Well, you're not going to like this. Of Marcus Jones.
Excuse me?
Yeah, Marcus Jones, our boy.
Potential Patriots of defensive MVP Marcus Jones. Okay, go on.
The 508 says the only surprising flaw with special teams last night was Marcus Jones. The two punts he fielded should have been fair catches. I think he's getting too ballsy and needs to play it safer.
Mm.
What do you think?
So getting antsy and wanting to make a play in a low-scoring affair, that can be... It could be a fool's folly, because obviously you could get caught in a scenario where you run into some traffic, you lose your handle on the ball, and there's a turnover, or it could be a spark, a catalyst, and a game changer. So honestly, I think he's kind of earned the right to be able to decide when it's going to be a fair catch and when he wants to get after it.
100%. I have full trust in Marcus Jones. And you know, I'm a believer that any team that's going to go on a postseason run, probably going to have at least one big return somewhere along the way. If the Patriots are going to have a big return, I think it's going to be Marcus Jones. No offense to the Ernest Johnston and Efton Chisholm, but they're not exactly the fastest guys on kick return. I'm not sure I'm counting on them.
The Chiz is not explosive on kickoff returns. I'm surprised he's back there. Like I thought the whole thing, didn't Jeremy Springer tell us earlier in the season on one of our Friday coordinator interviews that the idea was to have bigger play? Like Antonio Gibson was the perfect new dynamic kickoff rule returner because he was a wide receiver, sort of built like one, but also is a running back, kind of built like one. Like that's, he was just perfect for, it's a shame what happened to him, but he was the perfect guy for it.
You missed the main reason why he's perfect. He was the third running back. If Travion Henderson was the third running back, I think Travion Henderson would be returning kicks. But Travion Henderson is the number two running back. He's part of the two-headed monster that's evolved at running back, so he's too valuable. Marcus Jones is too valuable on defense and in punt returns to have him back there. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of working your way down the depth chart of some of the better options after Antonio Gibson gets hurt. Right. And that's how you end up with Efton Chisholm, who I don't really think has a very good chance to break one. That's why I think if you're going to get a big return that changes a game, it's probably going to come from Marcus Jones. So I have no problem with Marcus Jones being overly. When was the last time Marcus Jones screwed the Patriots on special teams? Like made a really
quite
bad.
Honestly, I can't remember. And I can't also to the point of injuries and limiting the depth or availability of other potentially dynamic returners. Because you don't have Mac Hollins, you can ill afford to put Kyle Williams back there as well.
Correct. And I think a lot of those decisions, it's why sometimes being Jeremy Springer and filling out your depth chart is probably frustratingly difficult at times. Because you go, hey, here's the idea. We're going to put Marcus Jones on kick returns. And Vrabel goes, oh, the hell you aren't. You're not getting hurt on kick returns.
That ain't happening.
And then you're like, okay, I'll take Kyle Williams. A couple weeks ago, I would have given you him, but sorry, we've had some issues on depth at wide receiver. He's too important. And you it's almost like you're bidding on something, and you're like, well, what can I afford? Well, you can afford a gently used Efton Chisholm, and you're like, okay, I guess he'll do the job.
I wanted to get in a sports car, but now I'm in a Honda Civic.
But we did see missed kicks this weekend by a lot of veteran kickers, and that was not an issue for your New England Patriots. Had it been an issue, that would have been a totally different ball game, right? At 6-3, 9-3, and those various, and that was happening all across the league. So I think much the way, I don't know, should I say it? I don't know if I want to do it. Jinx it. People are going to get mad at me. Much the way that I've put the fumbles with Ramondre Stevenson in the rearview mirror, I'm putting ugly missed kicks or any rookie issues at kicker for Andy Borogalis in the rearview mirror. I think he is just a guy that when it's the right time and it calls for a field goal, I send him out there and just think, he's a really good kicker. He's proven himself. Almost like that whole, there's no rookies anymore. We're in the postseason. He's earned his stripes. He's a made man. I don't know about you. I no longer have any trepidation with Andy Borogalis.
No, none. I told you, all concerns, all questions, all doubt that I had ended when he hit the 59-yarder against Miami with 1 second left in the freezing cold of the regular season finale. I'm good. Kick it anywhere. Take it from anywhere you want, my guy. You got my vote of confidence.
We did have a texter wonder, could Brendan Schooler be a kickoff returner? I don't think so. I mean, I've never seen it. I just...
Again, too valuable. Runs very violently, and I also... too valuable to run the risk of losing.
Yeah, I don't know that I would say that. I'm just not sure. I mean, he's a safety. I think he played some receiver in college. He's bounced around in terms of what his regular position is. He's just a core cover guy. I will say that Chris Collinsworth, I think it was Collinsworth, might have been Tirico, one of the two was bringing up, like, every time we do special teams, everybody's always talking about Brendan Schooler across the league when you talk to coaches and players. And I know around here we've kind of like, seems like he gets a lot of penalties. Sometimes he doesn't make as many plays as we think he should. But last night I thought on coverage, Brendan Schooler was good. Andy Borogalis was hitting his field goals. And it looked like, and you mentioned it earlier, it looked like we were kind of going down that road of the Super Bowl against the Rams, where we're talking about, is like a punter going to be the MVP? Could the place kicker be the best player in this game, the most valuable player of this game? And then the offense did its thing, the defense did its thing, and I still vote Zach Kaur as maybe the MVP of that game. But it was a good game for the third phase. Our guy Springer. By the way, Dan Ball, We came up with an idea last night on the Six Rings postgame show that I don't know if you want to pursue with the Patriots. So we were thinking,
yeah,
now that Zach Kaur is so good and so established, and we're like over the top gushing about him.
Yeah.
And Vrabel in his postgame said something to the effect of like, any credit that Zach can get, he should be getting. He's worked really hard. The players love him. Should we request Zach Kaur? Because he's the coordinator we haven't spoken with this year on WEEI Afternoons.
Yeah, I'm surprised that he hasn't been added to the mix at some point this year. Because it was supposed to be peek behind the curtain. It was supposed to be a three-man rotation
right.
before Terrell Williams obviously had his diagnosis, and you understand that. But yeah, I would love, especially coming off of this kind of effort in a playoff game, I would love to get his perspective on the year he's had and things like that. Is that a request to me to reach out to the Patriots?
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe we can talk to boss man Ken Laird and see if he wants to do it. This would be our McDaniels week, so I love talking to Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, can't interrupt that.
But I do think...
Hey, buddy, what do you want to call our podcast?
Of late, you could argue, certainly recency bias, that the best coach on the Patriots is Zach Kaur. He hit a home run, a grand slam at Gillette Stadium last night with his calls. His
you
game,
won't
everything.
Say that Friday.
To who? To Zach Kaur?
To Josh McDaniels.
Of course I'd say it to Zach Kaur. Josh, well, what exactly were you thinking when you called that end-around reverse pass back to May? What was going through your mind? Why was that the right call for that situation?
Josh, my producer called it cute. Would you concur with that assessment?
617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls, breaking down the Patriots' 16-3 win over the Chargers, advancing to the divisional round. They'll be watching tonight's game between the Steelers and the Texans in Pittsburgh to find out who they play next Sunday at Gillette Stadium. Up next here on WEEI, it is time for the drive. Drake May, what'd you think of his first playoff performance? Because if you look at the statistics, he and Justin Herbert were very similar in a lot of ways. Their numbers are very similar. And yet we leave one game talking about a first-year starting quarterback postseason debut, how he's a made man, he's got a winning record in the postseason. And we leave the other guy as a puddle of goo, Justin Herbert, wondering if he'll ever figure out what it takes to win in the postseason, now 0-3. Just how close or far apart were the performances by the quarterbacks last night in that game at Gillette Stadium? That's all up next here on WEEI in The Drive.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.